The Cabinet is to consider easing international travel restrictions from the 19th of July for those deemed eligible under the new EU Digital Green Certificate system. At a meeting later today, ministers will also evaluate a staggered reopening of the hospitality sector, including allowing restaurants and pubs to serve indoors from the 5th of July. RTE News understands that NPHET recommended outdoor events could resume in June, with indoor events recommencing in July. Our political correspondent, Paul Cunningham.
After more than 3 hours of talks at the Cabinet COVID Committee, Transport Minister Eamon Ryan all but confirmed that international travel will resume from July 19th, when he told journalists that the date was likely to be the time frame. He also indicated that mandatory hotel quarantine will continue to be used here beyond that date for those entering the country without having been vaccinated or possessing a negative PCR test. However, France, Belgium and Luxembourg are expected to be removed from the quarantine list shortly. It appears that July 5th will be a significant date for the hospitality sector if the recommendation from NPHET is anything to go by. It suggested indoor dining could resume then, group sports like five-a-sides be allowed, indoor events could take place, with larger venues like theatres being allowed to accommodate as many as 100 people. Outdoor events will be given the green light from June, with capacity being allowed to increase in July. In August, larger crowds might be allowed. NPHET suggested the maximum could be 5,000 people or 25% of a venue's capacity, whichever was lower. Ministers will decide whether to back the NPHET plan at their meeting, which starts at midday. Taoiseach Micheál Martin will announce their finalised plan this evening.
The new leader of the DUP, Edwin Poots, has described his relationship with the Irish government as really, really bad. Speaking last night after he was formally ratified as party leader to replace Arlene Foster, Mr. Poots claimed Taoiseach Leo Varadkar and Minister for Foreign Affairs Simon Coveney would starve the people of Northern Ireland of food and vital medicines through the Northern Ireland Protocol. Before Mr. Poots could give a victory speech to the party's executive, several high-profile members, including Ms. Foster and Geoffrey Donaldson, walked out of the meeting at a Belfast hotel. Afterwards, Mr. Poots said the DUP was not a divided party and spoke about his attitude towards the government in Dublin.
I would say that I have respect for Micheál Martin, but I'd have to say that for Leo Varadkar and Simon Coveney, who took photographs of blown up border posts to impose upon Northern Ireland people a harshest form of customs and an internal market that doesn't exist anywhere else in the world, was quite frankly disgraceful.
A 38-year-old man has been charged in connection with an incident last Tuesday night in Dublin during which two Gardaí were shot and injured. The man is charged with firearms offences and is due before Blanchardstown District Court later today. The two Gardaí were responding to a report that shots had been fired in the Whitechapel estate when they were fired upon. They underwent surgery and are recovering from their injuries. Here's our crime correspondent, Paul Reynolds.
The 38-year-old man was arrested following a three-hour siege in Blanchardstown last Tuesday night after trained negotiators persuaded him to hand himself over to the Gardaí. Two detectives had responded to a call that shots had been fired in the area earlier in the evening. When they arrived in Whitechapel Grove, shots were fired at them by a machine pistol from an upstairs bedroom in a house there, and they returned fire. One Garda was shot in the foot, the other in the arm and foot. Both underwent surgery in Connolly Hospital and are recovering from their injuries. The 38-year-old man was detained at Blanchardstown Garda Station and questioned on Wednesday and Thursday. Following consultations with the Director of Public Prosecutions, he was charged with a number of offences last night, including unlawful possession of firearms and possession of a firearm with intent to endanger life. He's being detained in Garda custody, pending his appearance at Blanchardstown District Court later today.
The Irish Nurses and Midwives Organisation has called for an urgent meeting with the HSE to discuss the implications for second dose COVID vaccinations of healthcare workers. It follows the highlighting by the National Immunisation Advisory Committee yesterday that the number of very rare blood clots linked to second doses of the AstraZeneca vaccine is higher than previously understood. The INMO says any issues about receiving a second dose of AstraZeneca need to be clarified. Our science correspondent, George Lee.
About 150,000 healthcare workers have yet to receive the second dose of a COVID-19 vaccine. In the main, it's the AstraZeneca vaccine that they are due to receive. However, yesterday, NIAC highlighted new concerns that the risk of very rare blood clots with low blood platelets, previously linked to the AstraZeneca vaccine, is higher after a second dose of the vaccine than previously understood. NIAC also referred to new evidence suggesting that it is safe and effective for people who received a first dose of AstraZeneca to then switch to the Pfizer or Moderna vaccines for their second dose. INMO's General Secretary Phil Nihay said many of her members are due to start receiving second doses of the AstraZeneca vaccine next week. She is seeking an urgent meeting with the HSE to clarify the situation so she can give her members up-to-date information about the matter today.
And now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Take home heating efficiency to new levels with Grant's air-to-water heat pump and underfloor heating. Visit grant.eu.
Dull and misty across the eastern half of the country, with rain and drizzle easing at times. Drier, milder elsewhere, with the best of the sunny spells across west and southwest counties. Highest temperatures 13 to 18 degrees.